California bill would force healthcare workers to attend pro-trans indoctrination classes. By Spencer Lindquist on August 8, 2022. The California legislature is set to vote on a bill that would mandate health professionals to undergo transgender cultural competency classes. The classes would cover inclusive terminology, as well as historical and contemporary exclusion and oppression of transgender people and the difference between personal values and professional responsibilities with regard to serving TGI people. California Senate Bill 923 would mandate that health professionals would also have to attend an additional class each time a complaint is filed against them. The California Family Council called the bill an attempt to shame healthcare workers into doing sterilizing trans treatments and noted that if someone complains that a medical worker is still failing to provide trans-inclusive healthcare or refuses to use transgender pronouns, that employee will have to repeat the training again. They also explained that complaints that are found to be valid will be made public and further sanctions could be issued. The cultural competency classes would be required to be carried out by a transgender-led organization. One such organization, called Break the Binary, is led by a transgender couple. The organization offers trainings on a number of topics, with titles like Trans and Non-Binary Health and a keynote speech titled A Call to Action, Allyship and Advocacy. Former Deputy General Counsel of the Department of Education Candace Jackson told Breitbart News that, if passed, the bill would be a financial windfall to activist groups that promote myths and spiritual propositions, not facts or information. The bill, a version of which has already been passed in the State House, has been dubbed the Transgender Inclusive Care Act by Senator Scott Wiener, DCA, who introduced it earlier this year. No one should go to a doctor's appointment only to be misgendered, harassed, or even refused treatment, Wiener said in a press release. The release also notes that the bill would require health plans to have an accessible search function that allows patients to easily find providers who offer gender-affirming care. According to Wiener's press release, this gender-affirming care includes chest reconstruction, mastectomy, facial feminization surgery, hysterectomy, voice masculinization or feminization, hormone therapy related to gender dysphoria or intersex conditions, gender-affirming gynecological care, or voice therapy related to gender dysphoria or intersex conditions. Jackson told Breitbart News that the bill would legally enshrine indoctrination for healthcare providers, further politicizing the practice of medicine and truncating individual providers' independent professional judgment. Wiener previously introduced a bill that would allow children to attempt to medically transition in California without parental consent. He also authored a bill that could have resulted in the imprisonment of certain healthcare professionals who refused to use a patient's preferred pronouns. It was unanimously struck down by the California 3rd District's Court of Appeals as a violation of the First Amendment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.